Okay. My name is Samantha Jackson. I am 17 years old. Today is June 6th. I am speaking with Lex, who is my classmate, and we are recording in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
My name is Lex Henry. I'm 17 years old. Today's date is June 6th, and I'm speaking with my partner, Samantha. We are recording in Virginia Beach.
Okay. First question, what made you want to play football and why do you like sports?
What made me play football is that my dad used to play football when he was younger. So he just always put me in football because he wanted to see his son play football, like father like son, basically.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just started playing when I was six.
Did you always like it, or was there any time where you didn't like it?
I always liked it.
Okay. What kind of challenges do you face playing football? Teammates or plays or what, things like that?
I would say just studying, just memorizing the plays, just remember the plays, because it's a lot of plays you have to remember and know. Yeah. Tell me about a time you had to work in a group with someone you didn't dislike.
Well, with groups, I normally don't like groups a whole lot because I like to work alone. But I think one time would probably be freshman year where we had to do this like research project, and the people in the group, we clashed heads a lot because we were trying to figure out okay, who's gonna do this, who's gonna do that. I mean, in the end, we got a good grade on it, but I wouldn't say I necessarily didn't like anybody. We just kind of didn't get along at first.
Do you like school now, and why?
Yeah, school for me has always been something I have liked, and I have had ups and downs in school, especially the past few years. High school has been rough, but it's also some of the best times in your life. So that's why I'm excited for senior year, because I know that's going to be amazing.
I agree.
Even though you have hard times, but I still like school, yeah. How has being born and raised in Virginia affected your life? Are there people you have not been able to see or places you want to visit?
I would say it's not a fit, because Virginia Beach is like a calm city, nothing really happens in the city, so I don't think it was a fit.
Are there any places you haven't been able to see?
Like going anywhere like that, but I did visit a couple years ago. I went to Las Vegas, that's a good experience.
Yeah, I went to Las Vegas last summer, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How often do you think about being an American and how it shapes you?
I feel like being American is good because you have all the freedoms to do anything in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think a successful adult looks like?
I think a successful adult looks like somebody that is hardworking, has their life together, I guess you would say, and kind of has a purpose. Not that anybody does not have a purpose. I mean, you wake up every day, you go to work, you're having a good paying job, and you're respectful to other people.
What are you doing now to work towards the accomplishment to your American dream?
Right now I am applying to a few jobs. I have my first interview today. And I'm looking into colleges, how I can pursue what I want to do. Definitely a very hard field I want to go into, which is astrophysics, which is science and stars and stuff. And definitely working towards me being able to live my American dream like other people do. If you were from a foreign country, what would the American dream look like to you?
I would say the American dream would be having freedom and just... having freedom and just doing anything that you like, but still having laws.
Yeah.
And just being yourself.
Yeah. How has your American dream changed growing up? Have you always wanted to play football, or was there something else you wanted to do?
I always been wanting to play football, but I still had like a back, like a plan B backup plan.
Yeah.
Just like, because I wanted like to do business. Like in the future, I want to have my own business.
What kind of business?
I don't really know yet, but just have my own business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Do you think protesting about injustice is a good or bad thing? Why?
Protesting is a very touchy subject I've seen for people, because like you have peaceful protests and then there's violent protests. I think protest is a good thing to a point. Like you have the right to like tell, okay, hey, this isn't right, we should change this, or if you want to say something, hey, we should like support these people. But then there are protests where like, hey, I think you should back off a little bit, like that's getting a little violent. I would like kind of connect that to something about like civil disobedience, like, you know, where you can protest but without violence. So that's what I support, I guess I would say, for that.
Do you think the United States should be more or less involved in solving world problems, and why?
I think the United States, as it's standing right now, I feel like is in a good place, with some exceptions. And maybe there are things we could do more to help the world out. But yeah, I think we're in a pretty good situation.
Yeah.
Because we're always going to help others, but like we're not helping too much. We're keeping to ourselves, but we're helping. Let's see here. Tell me about a time you saw or were a victim of social injustice. It's okay, you can have some time to think about this one. Have you ever seen one before, like on TV or in person?
Yeah, like this Netflix show.
Okay, what was the show?
I remember, but my mom was watching it, and it looked really good, so I don't know.
Do you remember what was happening in the scene?
No.
Okay. We'll come back to that question if you can remember.
Okay.
Has social injustice affected your life as a whole at all? And if it has, describe it.
No, it didn't affect me that much. Because I'm like the quiet person, like in my family or like in school. I don't really talk to anybody like that. I just keep myself in school like that.
I can agree with you on that one.
Do you think the government today, like education, is good?
Education today, I feel, it has made an exponential growth from the past 60 years, I would say, because we used to not be able to, you know, teach science in school. And me being a big advocate for science, I really appreciate that change. So it's really hard to put it into words. I think our education system can be a little bit better, like on the aspect of how we teach. But maybe, you know, as your years go on, like, it'll get better. And I hope to be there for that and maybe be a part of that. Let's see here.
Did you go there?
How do you think people from foreign countries think about America?
They probably think of us like we are lucky because we have all this freedom in the world. And, like, they, like, had, like, kings and, like, emperors and stuff. That and control them or what they do, like what time they can do this and that. So I think they feel like we are lucky and we should.
Is anybody in there?
Mm-hmm. No, we should have that.
Is there anybody in there?
Okay, so I have a few more questions for you. How do you think people from foreign countries think about America?
You already asked that.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, you know, that's fine. Describe what you think America's role is in the world and how it affects you.
I think the American role is like waking up every day, going to work, and providing for your family. And it's like, like not breaking the laws and just being yourself, just being positive.
Okay, yeah, I understand that, yeah. Tell me about a time you felt powerless. Like, was there some time in school you felt like you didn't have control over something, or in your house, did you feel like you were in the right, but somebody said you were in the wrong? Or even, like, a bigger power, like the government?
I would probably say, like, in school.
Did you ever have, like, a situation with a teacher and, like, feeling powerless?
Yeah, just, like, a teacher just, like, thinking she, like, got so much power, like, mm-hmm. into the students, like, telling us, like, what to do and this mm-hmm. and that. Like, I don't really like that. Mm-hmm. Like, a teacher being, like, so rude to the students.
Yeah. Like, I could see how the teacher, like, yes, has control, yeah. but, like, there's always a point
like
of...
too much.
Yeah. yeah. I understand that. Okay, one more question. What does too much power look like to you?
Like, I think too much power is, like at the other foreign country, like, they're having kings and stuff, mm-hmm. and, like, telling them what to do.
Yeah.
And stuff. Okay, I got one more question. Can you tell me about someone who has a big influence on you?
Definitely my mom. My mom will always be that one person I look up to. She has set me in the path I am in today. If it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be at the school right now because I'm in the academy, and that was something that she helped me push to get to. If it wasn't for her, I probably like wouldn't be doing as good in school along with some other people that have helped me. And if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be going to college the next year, or technically next year. So yeah.
That's good.
Okay, let's see. I actually do have one more for you. If this was to be our last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
I would say that you are really nice and kind. Thank Ms. Clark for putting us together, because mm-hmm. you're really a nice person to be
thank you.
Talk to.
You are a really nice person too.
Thank you.
Definitely this project has let me see different people than like you wouldn't expect to like talk to and like know. So yeah, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you.